Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Ari with your ADM Zedlines.
In local news, after 7 years on the Supreme Court and time working in the Court of Appeals, Justice Thomas Bradley will be sworn in as Queensland's 28th and first openly gay governor. Born in far north Queensland, Justice Bradley has had chairing positions in several organisations, including the Brisbane Festival Giving Committee, the Gallery of Modern Art Committee, and the Pinnacle Foundation, an LGBTIAQ+ education charity. The announcement was made last Tuesday morning by Queensland Premier David Crisafulli as Bradley's partner, Dr. Matthew Young, stood beside him. Justice Bradley said, "It is a tremendous honour to serve in this office, and I am reminded that in communities large and small, we are part of a common endeavour." Approved by King Charles, Justice Thomas Bradley will be sworn into the role on November 1st.
Youth detention workers at centres across Queensland are striking, citing ongoing safety, overcrowding and staffing concerns. Employees in Brisbane, Cleveland and West Borden, as well as the Vocal Youth Remand Centre, are striking after hundreds of reported assaults on detention centre employees have been made in the last year. The Australian Workers Union Queensland Secretary said at a rally that the state's youth detention workforce are bearing the brunt of the government's youth crime response, and that workers are suffering occupational violence that is not being recognized. Youth Justice Minister Laura Gerber said the safety of youth detention workers is vitally important and agreed to negotiate enterprise bargaining agreements with the labor unions.
In national news, an Australian aviation team has pulled off a valiant rescue mission in Antarctica, helping the crew of a United States expeditioner. The Aussie Aviation Company said SkyTraders said they mobilized their Airbus A319 after receiving an urgent request for assistance. Initial rescue attempts were delayed due to serious weather. However, SkyTraders landed at US-operated McMurdo Station on July 31st in complete darkness and violently sub-zero temperatures. The reason for the emergency assistance was a medical evacuation, and the patient has since been treated at a Christchurch facility in New Zealand. However, full details have not yet been disclosed. SkyTrader officials have described this midwinter mission as extraordinary, and said Australia has reinforced itself as a world leader in specialist Antarctic aviation.
Trigger warning for the following story. There will be topics of women and family domestic violence. Programs created to change men's behavior are set to face tighter regulations from the federal government if state and territory ministers agree to lock in nationwide rules for the sector by the end of the year. The programs mentioned range from one-day sessions in schools educating boys on respectful relationships to month-long programs working with men who have a history of abuse against women and children. State, territory, and federal ministers for women and women's safety will meet this morning to discuss a timeline for implementing national standards, as well as motions to change alcohol delivery timeframes that follow expert recommendations on ending family, domestic, and sexual violence. Mr. Samuel Ware, the executive director of Je Suis Social Services Men's Project, spoke on the program's goal that the support is not the opposite of accountability. Properly designed support can make accountability real and sustainable. If you or someone you know is struggling, contact 1-800-RESPECT National Helpline at 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline's Crisis Line at 131-114.
In international news, Iran said it was nearing a final agreement with Oman on a suitable route for the Strait of Hormuz. In response to the attacks by the United States and Israel, Iran substantially closed the strait earlier this year. Iran and Oman are located on opposite sides of the body of water, and Iranian officials said they would not relinquish any measure of control over the strait. The Strait of Hormuz was an international waterway used to transport a large amount of the world's oil and gas supplies before the war. According to the new agreement, vessels entering the Gulf pass through an Iranian-controlled channel and exit through a channel near Oman.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with little chance of rain. It's currently 13 degrees, with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to forgeablez.org.au.